of the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay, have you ever heard of people around here call Sunday anything else? Have you ever heard of Sabbath?
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
It's church.
Mm-hmm. Can you say that for me?
Sabbath.
Okay. What about this expression? Some people might say that you feel that your good luck comes just a little bit at a time, but it seems like your bad luck comes
all at one time.
Okay. And say if a farmer got 20 bushels to the acre last year, and this year he got 40 bushels, he would say that this year's crop was as good.
Twice as good.
Okay. All right, some things that have to do with the family. Say if your parents went somewhere and somebody asked your mother who that man was, she would say that's... Talking about, you know, the man she's married to, she'd say that's...
My husband.
Yeah. And if somebody asked him who she was, he would say that's...
His wife.
Okay. What would you call a woman whose husband has died?
Widow.
Yeah. And the man who raised you, that's your...
Stepfather.
Well, you know, the one, the man that I met at the door.
Oh, father.
Sure. What do you call your father?
Daddy.
Yeah. What about the woman he married, that's your...
Mother.
Yeah. What do you call her?
Mother.
Okay. And the lady that I met...
Grandmother.
Lady the Coke, that's your...
Grandmother.
Yeah. What do you call her?
Grandmother.
Okay. Did you know your other grandmother?
Yeah.
Did you call her anything?
Just grandmother.
Okay. And her husband, that's your...
Granddaddy.
Yeah. Or your
grandfather.
Sure. Okay. And your mother and your father together, they're both your
parents.
Okay. What do you call this thing that has wheels on it? You can put a baby in it and you can...
Buggy.
Yeah. What would you say you're going to do?
Stroll.
Yeah. All right. And a man's, talking about a man's children, they would be his son and his...
Daughter.
Or his boy and his...
Girl.
What would you say about a woman if she's about to have a baby? You'd say she's...
pregnant?
Yeah. Anything besides that?
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody didn't want to come out and say pregnant, they might say she's expecting.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Okay. You say that for me?
Expecting.
Have you ever heard of a woman who you could call on to help deliver a baby if a doctor wasn't available?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a midwife?
Mm-mm.
Heard of that. Okay. What about this expression? If a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, and maybe his nose is shaped about the same, you'd say that the boy is
father. Takes after his father.
Sure. Okay. And what about if a woman has looked after three children until they're grown, you say she's three children.
She's raised.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And to a boy who's misbehaved, you might tell him, if you do that one more time, I'll give you a good
spanking.
Yeah. Alrighty. And let's see, if a boy is 2 inches taller this year than last year, you say he sure did
grow this year.
Mm-hmm. Or last year he
grew.
Mm-hmm. And he has
grown.
Alright. Have you ever heard any names for a child that's born to an unmarried woman? Illegitimate?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Say that for me?
Illegitimate.
Okay. What if, say, if I have a brother and he has a son, that son would be what in relation to me?
Your nephew.
Okay. And what about a child who both of his parents have died? You say he's an...
Orphan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the adult that's appointed to look after him? He would be the legal...
Father.
Guardian. Yeah. Okay. What about if you have people in the house, like your cousins and aunts and uncles and people like that? You'd say the house is full of your...
relatives.
Mm-hmm. And say if I'm telling you about somebody who looks a lot like you, you might say, well, that might be so, but actually I'm no to her.
No relation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.